The Toy Box is an EU-funded research project to develop and test an innovative and evidence-based obesity prevention program for children of 4 to 6 years of age. It aims to expand the knowledge and understanding of the behaviours leading to early childhood obesity. It takes into consideration the cultural, legislative, and infrastructural diversities of the participating countries. It aims to promote healthy food and fun, active play in preschool settings throughout Europe. Yanis Manios is the overall project coordinator. He's an associated professor in nutritional assessment, health promotion and counselling, with ample experience in coordinating and conducting epidemiological surveys, intervention and behavioural studies, and clinical studies in infants, children and adults. Dr. Manios, could you explain what the Toy Box project is about?
Toy Box study is a European-funded research. The aim is to develop and implement an intervention at kindergartens throughout Europe, aiming to prevent obesity in preschool age. At the first stage, it's implemented at 6 countries in kindergartens, and it's also involving parental participation, hoping that the messages that will build in the kindergarten center will go over to the family, and the behaviors will be adopted also by the family in order to gradually help to prevent obesity in Europe. The Toy Box study has a total duration of 4 years. It started in April 2009 and will be completed by April 2014. At the first 2 years of the project, we were building the intervention material and planning how to implement the intervention in kindergarten settings. The intervention was actually implemented throughout the academic year 2012-2013, and it has just been completed.
Could you explain the methodology used for this intervention?
In order to evaluate the effectiveness of the intervention, we did baseline measurements and follow-up measurements to see whether there are any differences between the baseline measurements and the follow-up in May-June 2013.
What are the initial findings of the study?
What we have in our hands now is some very descriptive data on anthropometric indices throughout Europe and some behaviors from the different countries participating in the project. Based on the first results, the prevalence of obesity in Europe is varying quite dramatically from the north to the south. The highest prevalence of obesity has been recorded for the south, especially Spain, where 24% of the kids are already overweight or obese. The second country is Greece, with a prevalence of obesity up to 20%. That means that 1 out of 4 kids in Spain and 1 out of 5 kids in Greece are already overweight or obese at the age of 4. The prevalence of obesity is much lower in Central and Northern Europe, with the lowest prevalence recorded in Germany, with about 9%. Interestingly, we noticed quite significant differences within each participating country. For example, the prevalence of obesity varies between socioeconomic groups significantly in Greece and Spain. The prevalence of overweight and obesity is about 24%. Among families with lower education and low socioeconomic status, and is about 20% among families with higher education and higher socioeconomic status. So these results indicate that the prevalence of obesity throughout Europe is following certain patterns, and this has to do with certain behaviors in certain socioeconomic groups and families. The difference observed throughout different countries and different socioeconomic groups seems to be related also to certain perceptions of the parents about what is normal weight or what is overweight for a child of this age. Parents seem to have difficulties understanding whether a child at preschool age is normal weight or has a bit of extra weight. In the north of Europe, 30% of the parents having an overweight child consider their child normal weight, while in south of Europe, 56% of the parents consider their child normal weight. Especially in the south, a slightly overweight child is usually considered more healthy among parents and grandparents. This perception is pushing forward to behaviors that will increase energy intake or stop kids from being quite physically active as well.
Are there any specific behavioral differences between European countries, and how do they relate to obesity?
In order to understand the prevalence of obesity, even for young ages, we need to understand that excess weight is the outcome of energy intake and inactivity on the other hand. So if a child is very inactive, it tends to accumulate weight, but also if the child is consuming a lot of high caloric food, then it's also at risk to become overweight. In the case of inactivity, a very easy example to understand is the availability of TV sets in the room. It's more likely that a child is spending more time watching TV, and consequently, this child is quite inactive. In Bulgaria, for example, 70% of the kids that have TV sets in the room, in some countries, in some regions, in some neighborhoods, kids do not have easy access to playgrounds, to sports facilities, while in other regions they do have access to such as facilities. And that does affect the prevalence of obesity. Another interesting finding has to do with food consumption. If we consider some kind of products which are usually energy dense, like chocolate and biscuits, we can see that the consumption of those products in the south is significantly higher compared to the rest of Europe. In Spain and Greece, the kids on an average consume more than 200 grams of chocolates and biscuits per week, while this figure is almost 50% less, about 100 grams, in Eastern Europe. Another important parameter having to do with control weight is whether the family has the rules. In families or in regions where we don't have the rules regarding when is the time to have food or when is the time to have a rest or when is the time to watch TV, then it's more likely that kids tend to be overweight because they don't follow the appropriate lifestyle patterns. Indicatively, up to 47% of kids from the south of Europe are watching TV while consuming their dinner or their lunch. While on the contrary, in countries like Belgium and Germany, the percentage of kids watching TV while having a meal is down to 8%. In countries like Germany and Belgium, the takeaway message from the public bodies or the media to the parents is much more clear compared to the south and eastern part of Europe. We're just talking about preliminary data, and this data will be further analyzed to come out with more meaningful information, the determinants of the behaviors related to obesity, such as parental practices, parental habits, parental perceptions, beliefs and attitudes, and also school, neighborhood and house environment. By understanding all these differences throughout Europe, throughout different countries and neighbors, we'll be able to develop more tailor-made interventions to be more effective in preventing obesity in the near future.